Now live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, this is the Darryl Davis Program.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi.
The Darryl Davis Program presents a variety of guests, political commentary, and issues of concern to the rich and poor of Westchester County and beyond. And you can join the conversation at 914-636-0110. Now, well-known community activist Darryl Davis.
So people in and around Westchester are now having conversations and getting over their shock of the Mount Vernon boys basketball players being referred to as monkeys and other racial slurs. But wait a minute. This is nothing new. Welcome to the Darryl Davis Program. You know, there's a method to my madness. There's a reason why I have reported on the goings-ons in northern Westchester on this program. While the Darryl Davis Program generally deals with county-wide issues and issues going on in lower Westchester, I made it a point to report meticulously on what has been going on in northern Westchester over the past couple of years. And I did that because I framed it as a case study. You know, because some people could say, well, you know, we're down here in lower Westchester. We're not that interested in what goes on in northern Westchester. Hey, I beg to differ. A lot of people take the whole approach that I do, that we are one community and what affects one affects all. And so I knew it was important to study and to discuss and report on what was going on in Peekskill because it was a struggle against racism. And, you know, there's so many things that came out of that struggle in terms of learning what racism is, what it looks like, its impact, its effect. The people who benefit from racism, the people who suffer under racial oppression. A lot of people don't know the answer to those things. And so when we see in the news the shock, the outrage, black people referred to as monkeys, I have to ask, where was that shock and outrage when black people in Peekskill were referred to as monkeys less than 6 months ago? When we struggled against gentrification and for employee rights and tenant rights in Peekskill, when people of color allied ourselves with white anti-racist activists, and we stood up against what I described as a runaway local government, a part-time mayor who moved into City Hall and who moved to Peekskill, took over city government and decided that some of the home crowd weren't good enough to stay there anymore. And so set out on this course of gentrification. And as we stood up against it and the election time rolled around last year and their Democrats and their supporters started referring to us as monkeys in writing on community forums and public housing residents who decided that they wanted to have a tenant association, a legal tenant association to help uplift their community and were called welfare queens. And not one Democrat in Westchester County spoke out against that to this day. All of a sudden it happens to Mount Vernon. And it's national news. Everybody's got something to say, whether it's black Democrats who told me, oh, I can't get involved because Peekskill is out of my area. It's out of my district. And yet, here they are, outraged because Mount Vernon people were called monkeys and other things. And so this raises some disturbing questions. Number one, who are these Democrats serving? These black elected officials who should be on the front line of fighting racism in Westchester County and beyond every single day. You know, you have that group, which I'm going to group them, and I'm going to leave it to you good elected Democrats to separate yourselves. See, because I have called on you to at least stand up and say there is no place in the Democratic Party for that kind of language. And not one of you have done it. But you have so much to say because kids in affluent, mostly white mayor pack who are not Democrats that we know of. But if Democrats call black people monkeys, why is that tolerated? See, racism, you know, you can't dance with racism and fight it at the same time. And I have to say that most black elected officials in Westchester County are complacent. They ignore it. They look the other way on racism in Westchester. And on today's program, we're going to have this conversation and more. And we're going to do a series on racism to answer President Obama's call to talk about racism in America. More when we return. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. His mother goes to scrub the floors for Mindy, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
And now with Fox News commentary, here's Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes on 1460 WVOX.
Funny or die, I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
President Obama appeared between two ferns today. It's a mock interview show hosted by Zach Galifianakis on the website Funny or Die. The president fielded all sorts of questions while seated between two potted plants in the diplomatic room of the White House.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously.
And then there was this bit of banter.
You said if you had a son, you would not let him play football. What makes you think that he would want to play football? What if he was a nerd like you?
Do you think a woman like Michelle would marry a nerd?
Don't answer that unless you want a visit from the Internal Revenue Service. Critics called the president's performance unbecoming and unpresidential, but he did manage to squeeze in a few zingers like this one.
Healthcare.gov works great now.
Yeah, now that's funny.
You're listening to Westchester's Great Community Forum from Westchester, the Golden Apple. This is 1460 WVOX.
Let's talk about how to save money in the office. In your office, first of all, why does toner cost about 25 times more than gasoline? And why does a copier lease often cost more than a car payment? These are good questions to ask, and here's another one. Why do we copy so much paper? Shouldn't it all be scanned? And here's the big question. Can we find a local company here in Westchester to help us with all of this? Here's the answer. Since 1990, for 24 years, Premier Business Solutions has provided answers for even the most tech-savvy and sophisticated companies in our area. Premier's A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau proves they deliver the most cost-effective and efficient office copying solutions and strategies. Premier's service and support is unmatched. We did a lot of work and due diligence on this, and we're proud and very satisfied to tell you that WVOX and WVIP are now part of the Premier family of important clients. If all this makes sense to you, call Mark Habib at Premier at their headquarters in Pleasantville for a free analysis of your office copying operation. Their number right here in the county, 914-747-3000. Or visit Premier's website at pbi-usa.com. That's pbi-usa.com. Premier Business Innovations. Moving you and your company forward. 914-747-3000.
Dudley's Parkview Restaurant. They had their beginnings as part of their boat facilities way back in the 1920s. Three generations later, handed down from father to daughter to grandsons, Electra Davis and her personable family have made Dudley's into a full-fledged and much-sought-after restaurant, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 in the morning to at least 2 in the morning, 7 days a week. Tom Polycron's family is proud to continue the tradition of a restaurant that is part of a marina, and a marina that is very much a part of a restaurant, located on the water, right on the water, overlooking Echo Bay Harbor. Dudley's has a friendly and casual popular bar with live music every Saturday night. Plus, they specialize in catering to private parties. As for food, you'd be remiss if you didn't try their grilled chicken or steak or fresh seafood or their famed barge burgers. So, whether you go to Dudley's and have a cocktail at the bar, dine in their dining room, or on their deck enjoying the view of the water, you'll feel as if you're on holiday. And you'll find yourself in the most relaxed of atmospheres, because Dudley's is a place to enjoy with family, with friends, or just the two of you for a delightful time together. Dudley's Parkview Restaurant is located at 94 Hudson Park Road, right here in New Rochelle. Ever since the 1920s, Dudley's has been known as that family-owned restaurant where you are always welcomed.
Hello, rock and rollers. This is Dennis Dion Nardone. Please tune into my Rock and Roll Oldies show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The best of doo-wop, street corner harmony, soul, and good old rock and roll right here on 1460 a.m. and WVOX.com worldwide.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, Men's Warehouse buying Joseph A. Bank for $1.8 billion in cash. This after the two rivals traded several bids and counteroffers for each other in the last 5 months. Together, the two will have 1,700 stores. The House Energy and Commerce Committee launching an investigation into General Motors' recall of 1.6 million vehicles. The committee wants the automaker to explain why it took nearly a decade to recall the vehicles for faulty ignitions linked to at least 13 deaths. And 21st Century Fox President and COO Chase Carey says regulators may question Comcast's broadband dominance if the merger with Time Warner Cable is approved. Speaking at an investor conference, Carey said Comcast would become the internet provider to 40% of U.S. homes. 21st Century Fox is the parent of Fox Business. With the Fox Business Network, I'm Jolene Kent.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
It's easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors. Join the forum on 1460 WVOX.
WVOX. Back to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Daryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Daryl Davis.
We're back, folks, and on today's program, we're going to be having this conversation. I'm calling it the new N-word, racism. We're no longer allowed to talk about it or discuss it. Meanwhile, racism is directly responsible for devastating communities right now, today, all across America. Before we go any further, I'm going to go to a phone call. Hello, you're on the Daryl Davis Program.
Hey, Mr. Davis, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm listening again with great interest. I thought I'd toss a little thing at you about Peekskill that maybe you're not aware of, that kind of unites the Peekskill thing with stuff going on here in New Rochelle with my friend and yours, Mr. Mampson. And it, I think it might touch, I don't know if it's a racism thing or what, but mm-hmm. I'd like to get your perspective on it. I don't know if you know this or not, because I've done a little survey, and I find out that out of all of the cities around in Westchester, Yonkers, Mount Vernon, Rye City, Peekskill, New Rochelle, only Peekskill and New Rochelle have the taxpayers pay to have select groups of special kids bussed out of their town to private schools because the parents don't want to send them into the Peekskill schools or New Rochelle. Now, they're not required by law to do this. These aren't special needs kids. These are just parents who pony up the big money for the private school, but they want the taxpayer in your town, in Peekskill and in New Rochelle, to pay the tab. In New Rochelle, it's $1.2 million, and we're laying off school aides. I don't know how it's up in Peekskill. I don't know who runs the school system, but I'd be curious to see whether you knew that that was going on or not.
Yeah, yeah, we knew it, and not only do we know that, and by the way, thank you for bringing up that very, very important point, because it also leads to another point. And they always tell us that we need to stay in our communities. Meanwhile, they work in tandem. See, because when I met with Noam Bramson before he got the nomination to run for county exec, I said to him, I said, listen, you know, if you're going to run, you're going to have to deal with what's going on in Peekskill, because there's a mayor up there who's trying to gentrify, who, by the way, sent her kids to private school also.
There you go.
Wouldn't send them to Peekskill public schools, which is 90% people of color, although the population in Peekskill is about 35% people of color. All right.
Right.
So he said to me, you know, I'm very surprised to hear those stories about Mary, talking about former Peekskill Mayor Mary Foster. She's always been nice to me, you know. And so what does that tell you? They talk, they work together, they caucus, they have meetings. You hire my girlfriend, I hire your boyfriend. I mean, we know this stuff goes on. And so they try to insult our intelligence by saying what goes on in New Rochelle has nothing to do with Peekskill. But it does.
Oh, man, it's wild stuff, man. But you know, I've been following what you've been doing in Peekskill. And like I said once before, I got to hand it to you. It sounds like, you know, you're getting some stuff done, man. And I gotta give you that. That's pretty damn good, man.
Well, I appreciate that. And the reason that I reported on what we did and are doing in Peekskill is because New Rochelle can do it, Mount Vernon can do it, and any community can do it. It takes certain elements, you know. And, you know, I've been doing this my whole life. You know, I've organized events all over the state and other parts of the country, civil rights marches. You know, so I have experience, but I also know that you need allies, you need advisors, you need clergy.
Right.
If you can't get to the clergy, because a lot of them are district leaders, you know, you go right to the congregation, because the people know the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, man, I just a little touchstone, because I'm going to a Board of Ed meeting tonight to speak on this in New Rochelle, about the inequity, the Tale of Two Cities things. They tell everybody they're broke, but then they're going to spend a truckload of money because the parents of these rich kids, they don't want to send their kids to the New Rochelle schools or Peekskill schools.
Right.
But they're going to make the taxpayers pay the freight to get the kids out to the school and put that on the back of the taxpayer.
Wow.
Meanwhile, they're telling them, we don't have programs for your kids. We don't have after school.
Right.
Everything's tough.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you, I don't like that one.
Well, do me a favor. Call back next week and report on what happens. If you're comfortable with that, call in and
sure,
let us
no
know
problem.
How things went. And if you got other people,
no,
you know, on the same issues, I'd like to hear from them also.
Okay, Mr. Davis.
Alrighty.
Talking with you again.
Pleasure. Thank you. If anyone else wants to call in, the number is 914-636-0110. Be a part of this conversation. You know, as I said, I don't, you know, it's not for me. You know, we're talking about race, racism, and politics in Westchester County. I believe it was less than 6 months ago, maybe around 6 months ago, the president of the United States stood up and said, we need to have this conversation. And as I look around, I don't see it happening. And I understand. It makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And I'm talking about, you know, decent folks, you know, to paraphrase Dr. Martin Luther King. But saying that, also understanding that there are political and economic groups that benefit directly from racism, and they fan it and they exploit it. And it's very ugly and very vicious the way they do it. I'm going to mention some of those examples. But I want to say that it's not for me to give lectures all the time on racism or do radio shows on racism or preach. It's for you, America, Westchester, people living in a democracy, good Christians and Jewish people and Muslims who claim that they are for democracy and equality. It's for you to be a part of the conversation and do your piece in your community. Now, that said, I'm announcing right now that I'm going to produce a series of programs on race and racism in Westchester on WVOX. I'm going to invite elected officials. I'm going to invite activists from around Westchester. I want people to email me with anyone you think should be a guest on this program, or if you want to be on the program, get in touch and we will do these programs. Now, that said, I'm not here also to sugarcoat, and I'm not here to dance with racism, you know, because too many people do that. And what's the result? Look, the killings. You know, if you think that all of these young men and women of color, unarmed, not committing a crime or being shot dead is not racism. If you think the prison population being off the charts in terms of statistics of people of color, men of color, is not racism, then you need to study racism. If you think infant mortality in our communities is higher because we're just weaker, you need to know what racism really is. Too many people think it's just the Klan, which, by the way, is never in the news, but they're still marching. Something else we need to talk about, you know, or calling somebody the N-word or calling black people monkeys. Those are symptoms of it. But what, you know, the racism is a system, it's institutions, and we need to get into that. And again, it's people think it's a black problem. It's a white problem, you know, because trillions of dollars have been squeezed out of white Americans because of racism, underpaying white workers because of discrimination against people of color and more. Back after this, you're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. Makes a dollar, his mother goes, scrub the floors for many,
and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. The head of a Senate committee investigating the CIA accusing the agency of spying on Senate computers.
While it investigated abuses at CIA-run interrogation facilities, the Senate Intelligence Committee was given its own computer network at the agency's Northern Virginia headquarters. The network committee chair, Dianne Feinstein, now says was breached by the CIA earlier this year.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill.
CIA Director John Brennan says the agency would not spy on the committee, though Feinstein says it's not the first time it happened, recalling a 2010 incident when documents were removed from the server.
The CIA provided the computers in a secure room at its headquarters.
Do you understand what you have been charged with?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand the nature of each of these charges?
Yes, sir.
A Tennessee man accused of kidnapping and killing 20-year-old nursing student Holly Bobo 3 years ago in court. Zachary Adams pleading not guilty. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now in Westchester, for corporate travel, executive transportation, and custom limousine service, the leader, clearly, is Excel. After two decades in the county, Rich Guberti's Excel Transportation Service does just that. Specializing in sedans, limos, and 14-passenger vans, Excel is the new class of the fleet and the Westchester leader in terms of cars, service, resources, and the quality of their Excel drivers. Most of the Golden Apple's blue-chip companies have, in fact, in recent years, switched to Excel for local transportation and city-to-city service to Washington, Albany, Baltimore, Hartford, Boston, and Philadelphia at rates even less than rail or air. And you can use them too for a trip into town, the airport, or any special occasion. Call President Rich Guberti at Excel Headquarters, EXCEL Transportation, 576-9797, 914-576-9797. These days in Westchester, the new car service leader, because Excel excels. 576-9797.
Mention WVOX when you reserve your Excel limousine and receive a 10% discount. Call 576-9797.
Shopping our way to health, we can only do it at ShopRite because they have introduced this registered dietitian program. ShopRite's already known for the prices. People are already coming here for the value. They're coming here for the freshness of the meat. They have their ground today, sold today policy with the meat. There's USDA fish inspection that happens on a daily basis with the fishmonger. You already have every single reason to come to ShopRite. You've known for all these decades why you come to ShopRite in the first place. Now you have a whole whole new reason to come here, and that is the Registered Dietitian Program, and figure out the best way to implement all of the healthy and cost-effective shopping that can be done here, and literally shop your way to health in White Plains. You can also go to Tuckahoe Road, and you can go to New Rochelle and find the same registered dietitians. Stop in, make a phone call, make an appointment, have a conversation, start that process of making better choices on a daily and eventually on a meal-by-meal basis, and you can, in fact, shop your way to health. You can only do it at ShopRite.
Join your neighbors at WVOX's legendary, fun-filled annual St. Patrick's Day live broadcast on Monday, March 17th. Once again, we'll be at Dudley's Parkview Restaurant, 94 Hudson Park Road. That's right off Pelham Road and across the street from Hudson Park. This year celebrates our 15th year at Dudley's, so we're making this a double celebration. Join Bill O'Shaughnessy, the WVOX staff, and your friends in the community on Monday, March 17th, noon to 5 p.m. for live interviews, tall tales, and tons of fun. A fabulous day at a fabulous place. Dudley's Parkview Restaurant and WVOX radio station and their live St. Patrick's celebration continues to be a tradition looked forward to by the entire community. Come on over to Dudley's and join the festivities on St. Patrick's Day, Monday, March 17th. It's a must. Fun begins at noon.
Hello, rock and rollers. This is Dennis Dion Nardone. Please tune into my rock and roll oldie show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The best of doo-wop, street corner harmony, soul, and good old rock and roll right here on 1460 a.m. and WVOX.com worldwide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
The forecast, Westchester County and the vicinity for the evening hours, cloudy skies, periods of rain through the overnight, lows into the upper 30s. Rain likely on Wednesday, could be a thunderstorm or highs into the lower 50s. Rain changes over to some snow showers through the overnight, windy and colder, lows dropping into the lower 20s. Morning snow showers and partly sunny in the afternoon, blustery and cold, highs only near 30, mostly sunny near 40 on Friday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Partly sunny, 63 degrees.
Amplify your voice on the forum at 1460 WVOX.
WVOX. Back to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Daryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist, Daryl Davis.
We're back, folks. And before we go any further, it's that time again, the VOX famous get-together this year at Dudley's Parkview. Join with us Monday the 17th from noon to 5. I will be there. And it's fun and lots of fun. And, you know, this is the annual event for the community. So be there. I will. And you should, too. All right. Listen, I'm being told we have a caller. So welcome to the Daryl Davis Program. I think they hung up. Did they hang up, Nick? Okay. No problem. Yeah. All right. Listen. So before the break, I was saying that it's not for me to preach about racism. It is really for the community, people who claim to be part of a democracy, people, a nation claiming to be rooted in spiritualism. And, you know, and so let me get right back to this Mount Vernon issue, you know, where these kids, and probably not just kids, because obviously they learn this stuff from some place, you know, referring to the boys' basketball team as monkeys, you know, and then they talked about, yeah, at least we can talk to our fathers about it, and you don't have a father, and yeah, you know, all of this ugly stuff. And, you know, see, there's a lot of things that came out, which you can count on coming out in cases like this. One, the immediate tactic of equal blame. Immediate. It you know, denial and equal blame. Virtually every single case of racism that makes the news, that's brought to the attention of the powers that be, run smack into two very ugly strategies. Equal blame and denial. And with the Mount Vernon boys basketball team, you have State Senator Greg Curry Goat Ball right on the front line with his, you know, Everything, you know, Mount Vernon is equal to blame. You know, and I'm going to talk about this concept of equal blame in a minute. But Greg Ball has already been proven to be a liar. Proven. Yeah, Curry Goat, Greg Ball, Mr. Some gang left a goat in my yard to threaten me. It turns out that gang doesn't even exist in this region, you know, and he's still credible. But he's out there fanning the flames, protecting the honor of the white citizens of Mayapack, you know, and it's disgraceful. And somebody needed to say, wait a minute. What equal blame? You know, these kids went on the internet and made these racist comments. There's also reports of a Confederate flag being seen at the game. Now, here's the thing. What I'm zeroing in on is this concept, because it always comes up. There's always justification, equal blame, and excuses. I remember the Rodney King case, you know, because in my reality, in my communities, police beating us like that is the norm. And what do we run into? Wow, you must have been doing something. I mean, how many times have we heard that? I heard that from so-called liberals. You know, we've had cases of police brutality and abuse over the years. And I do what I always do. I reach out to the clergy. I reach out to the liberals, the progressives. And I can't tell you how many times I sat down with these folks and they said, well, they must have been doing something. Well, no, we're not doing anything besides trying to breathe. You know, and so there's the denial. Must have been doing something. You know, and so when Rodney King was caught on video, we said, we got you now. We told you so. And what happened? Well, you have to look at it one frame at a time. Yes, they're stomping his brains out. But you didn't see what he did before. I can't even make this argument with a straight face. But this is accepted now today in America to justify racism. These idiotic, ridiculous arguments are all that's needed to justify stomping someone's brains out who is already in custody. Well, he must have been doing something. And we have to reject that. I'm saying right here, right now, that I reject equal blame from beginning to end. Deal with your behavior. And Senator Greg Ball, why do people pay attention to this guy? We know his agenda. He's Tea Party. We know his agenda. You know, and so, you know, so to you know, to for a nation. And I'm not and this is not everybody. You know, but I have to say it this way because it's for you to separate yourselves and speak out against racism, because racism kills. Racism divides. Racism allows corrupt corporations and hateful politicians to exploit everybody. White workers, small business owners, white middle class, exploit it. And so you know, so when a nation crosses a ocean and kidnaps a whole group of people to come and do their work and make them wealthy and beat them and rape them and sell their children. And then they fight to get out of slavery, and then they get hit with the black codes where it's against the law. Yeah, you may be a free N, but if you look at a white woman, we will lynch you, and no jury will convict. Or if you're disrespectful, this is a real law, by the way, was a real law, the black codes. If you're so-called disrespectful to a white person, we can charge you, bring you before the judge, and then you have to work for me, work off the fine. These are realities. And couldn't vote, you know, then got the right to vote, and all of this oppression going on, and the lynchings, and then the police invading our communities on the so-called war on drugs, filling up the prisons with us, and then there's an act of racism, and then you got the audacity to say, well, you're guilty too. No. Never. No. And we need to stop that, because if we play that game, we don't get to the real problem, which is racial oppression. That's the real problem here. Rodney King, he was beaten because he's black. They don't treat affluent whites that way. Why? I just read a study where they want young black men for the prisons now. They want young black men because they're going to have less medical problems. They're going to be in jail longer, and it's more profit for the privately owned prisons now. So where are you going to get them that's cost effective? In the poor black communities, because they already gutted legal aid. There's no defense. There's no defense now for police officers framing us, which they do all the time in our communities. Oh, wait, I know. I must have been doing something. You know, and so these are our realities that we have to get past. All right, so the equal blame, no, out the window. I'm not entertaining it. Number two, the whole you must have been doing something. Why? Why? Are we criminal by nature? Why could we not have been doing something? You know, and you know, these are the issues that we need to have this conversation about. But we can't get past the built-in defense mechanism of white America in general. It's a painful conversation, I understand. But it's more painful to call a mother and say your son was shot dead for walking through a neighborhood or beaten to death by a baseball bat. Those are our realities. And if we don't, we can't worry about offending people. We have to have this conversation, which will lead to real action and structural change. More after this, the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. You can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, a Democratic senator accusing the CIA of spying on her committee, possibly breaking the law.
Well, it investigated abuses at CIA-run interrogation facilities. The Senate Intelligence Committee was given its own computer network at the agency's Northern Virginia headquarters. The network committee chair, Dianne Feinstein, now says was breached by the CIA earlier this year. CIA Director John Brennan says the agency would not spy on the committee, though Feinstein says it's not the first time it happened.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, White House spokesman Jay Carney on the search for a Malaysian Airlines jet missing since Saturday.
There are a total of 22 fixed and rotary wing aircraft and 40 ships that are searching for Flight 370.
The Malaysian military says radar puts the plane hundreds of miles from where authorities thought it disappeared. Justin Bieber's trial date for allegedly driving under the influence May 5th in Miami. Fox News, we report, you decide.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we are busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on Money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
The ultimate in ground transportation, now in their third year, bigger and better in Westchester and beyond.
The one and only Green Team Taxi in New Rochelle.
Featuring energy-efficient vehicles and 10-passenger vans ready to take you anywhere you want to go. And nobody does airports like Green Team Taxi. Open 24/7 for any and all of your transportation needs with drivers who are courteous and really know the roads. Green Team Taxi, the ideal way to travel to all airports, corporate events, and anywhere you have to go. Why is Green Team the best? Very simple, because Green Team Taxi cares. When they say they're going to be there, they'll be there. So call them at 914-576-1200. 576-1200. Credit cards accepted in the car, no minimums. Now in Westchester and beyond, the only way to travel is with the professionals at the Green Team, now celebrating their third year.
The Green Team, saving the planet one ride at a time. Green Team Taxi, 914-576-1200.
Join your neighbors at WVOX's legendary fun-filled annual St. Patrick's Day live broadcast on Monday, March 17th. Once again, we'll be at Dudley's Parkview Restaurant, 94 Hudson Park Road. That's right off Pelham Road and across the street from Hudson Park. This year celebrates our 15th year at Dudley's, so we're making this a double celebration. Join Bill O'Shaughnessy, the WVOX staff, and your friends in the community on Monday, March 17th, noon to 5 p.m. for live interviews, tall tales, and tons of fun. A fabulous day at a fabulous place. Dudley's Parkview Restaurant and WVOX radio station and their live St. Patrick's celebration continues to be a tradition looked forward to by the entire community. Come on over to Dudley's and join the festivities on St. Patrick's Day, Monday, March 17th. It's a must. Fun begins at noon.
Where many different voices are heard in the land, the Forum. On 1460 WVOX.
WVOX.
Back to the Darryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Darryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist, Darryl Davis.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. The thing about dealing with racism also is that, you know, the messenger gets attacked more viciously than anybody else in America. When you raise issues of racism, you're attacked. If you're saving the whales and you're boycotting, you know, supporting PETA and all important issues, you know. But when you do racism, you, your family, your dead mother, everybody gets called every name under the sun. Why is that? Why can't you just entertain the allegation or the conversation? You know, so there's this climate that's been created that you can't even raise that issue. You know, oh, there he goes pulling the race card again. Are you serious? You know, the race card in America? You know, and then the more subtle pieces of racism that people cater to. You know, I have to say, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan and supporter of Ellen. Big, big supporter. I think she's brilliant. I didn't really watch all of the Oscars. I only watched the opening because of Ellen. Ellen is brilliant. You know, but for Ellen did the filmmakers and stars of 12 Years a Slave a real injustice when she made the little quip about, oh, there's a lot of things that can happen here. 12 Years a Slave can win best film. People clap. Or you're all racist. Was that funny? Was that a joke? You know, because I Googled 12 Years a Slave. And if you know anything about Google, when you start typing something in, the most popular searches come up on a drop-down box. Well, you know what came up first? 12 Years a Slave, white guilt. Yeah. So right away, 12 Years a Slave can't win because it's the best film. Or the acting was great, or the writing was great, or the directing was great, or the cinematography was great. It can't win because of that. It had to win because, you know, we don't want to be called racist. And that is just dirty. I mean, that is just dirty, dirty, dirty. But this is what we deal with all the time. And so what did Ellen know the implications of what she said? Who knows? But the impact is still the same. And so now this film is tainted. And by the way, it wasn't just Ellen. It's all over the blogosphere. Well, if 12 Years a Slave wins, it's only because white people feel guilty. Why can't it just be a good film? Oh, by the way, we're not even going to get into some of the horrible, horrible, horrible white-made movies that won Best Picture over the years. Did they just win because they're white? Wasn't even an issue, was it? What didn't even have that conversation when those films won. You know, but a black film, which everybody said was great, you know, everybody loved it, and to you know, be slighted like that, not fair. And so the subtle stuff in the language of America, in the culture, you know, it's all there. And again, racism serves a political and economic agenda. And just as blacks and other people of color suffer the most under racism, whites suffer too. The middle class, listen, every time they say welfare cuts, you start repeating Ronald Reagan's lies about welfare queens and big screen TVs and all this other stuff and say, yes, cut welfare. Meanwhile, senior citizens are going to lose their benefits, which might be your mother. Now you're paying for her groceries and her rent. They're going to lose their rental assistance. People who defended these shores, veterans, they're going to lose their benefits. But all you could see is get those lazy black people off of welfare when more white people are on welfare. And so racism serves a political agenda. And while you're cutting and posting stuff on Facebook about, you know, black people living high off the hog and buying steak with food stamps, it's corporate welfare that's bringing America down. The bridges, how many potholes have you hit today? How come there's no money to fix that? And the bridges, how many times do you have to pay a toll for a bridge that's never getting repaired? Why don't you have a decent working wage anymore? You know, what? You know, these are all issues that affect you because the corporate welfare, trillions to the bankers, you know, when they got in trouble, your tax dollars went there. Not to some welfare queen, trillions and bailouts and incentives to these corporations and tax breaks for Google and Amazon and Walmart and all these big corporations that are excused from paying $100 million individually in taxes. And you're not watching any of that because you're following the black folks. You're so afraid that some black person might be living off of your tax penny when your tax 80 cents per dollar is going to support corporate welfare. Racism serves a political and economic agenda. And knowing that makes it easier for us to have this conversation. How are we going to have that conversation? As I mentioned at the top of the program, my email is Davis, D-A-V-I-S dot Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, the number 2 at gmail.com. Send me an email. I want to invite you to come on this program. I will be reaching out to elected officials and other activists around the county. I will report to you who I invited. And it's, you know, if they don't want to come on, that's okay. They don't have to be attacked. But you need to know who's willing to have this conversation and, you know, who wants to behave like Senator Curry Goat Ball. I also want to remind folks that you can catch this show on podcast and others at DarrellDavisRadio.com and send me a Facebook request. It's just Darrell Davis, and I approve everybody, friends, enemies, and spies. And, you know, there's a lot of information on my page about our political activities in our fight against racism around Westchester and the Hudson Valley. We're an organization of community activists. We organize. We've held community forums over the years. We involve the young people. We work with the churches and clergy. And this is what we've always done. But more than anything, we take on, I guess, what you would call working class and poor people issues. And since we're talking about racism and race and politics in Westchester, we are going to have this conversation with Democrats who overwhelmingly get black votes and then turn around and abandon us, including black Democrats. And I've had these conversations off the air with some of them. Any one of them can call in this program and say, hey, man, I don't agree with you. That's not the case. That's not how it went down. You never talked to me. I invite you to do that. I invite you to do that. We don't have to have an argument, but we do owe it to the community to put the truth out there. And if you can't stick up for your own community, why are you there? Why are you there? We're going to talk about racism and the anti-racist movement in Westchester County. When we were fighting Peekskill and in Peekskill against gentrification And our allies, CPARC, the Peekskill-Cortland Anti-Racist Collaborative in Northern Westchester, stood by us through thick and thin and saw these victories. Why is it that other white anti-racists from other parts of Westchester abandoned us and had their own racism by not only abandoning us, but still to this day acting like we don't exist? The only sustained civil rights movement in Westchester County, these white activists have the audacity to ignore us and not even acknowledge us and act like we don't exist, the highest form of racism. And we're going to have that conversation. And we tried to talk to these folks, people within our movement, other whites, sent them emails and had phone conversations. We weren't even acknowledged. And so this is the reality of race, racism, and politics in Westchester County. You can like it or hate it. You can agree or disagree. You got the number. That's it, folks. We're out of time. You've been listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
For what it ain't so pretty, his parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.
You've been listening to the Darryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. The Darryl Davis Program, presenting a variety of guests, political commentary, and issues of concern to the rich and the poor of Westchester County and beyond. Join us again next Tuesday afternoon at 3 for the Darryl Davis Program with well-known community activist Darryl Davis, only on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com.